we're going to start again from B-Boy's statement. I know we did it. But in order to get today's flow of the Gemara, we have to start from B-Boy's statement, which is, go on page Mem Vav Amid Beis, 46B, across from Tyson's of Kasavar, and move up three lines. B-Boy's statement. The question we're asking is, Shmuel said that somebody is Mekadosh's sister. It's a present. Since everybody knows you can't be Mekadosh's sister, so the person means to give it as a present. That's what Shmuel said. The question is, when a person's mafresh is challah flour, which people know you can't make challah flour, and yet it says that the kayin has to give it back, why don't we say the guy intended it as a present? So last week we learned answer number one was that the kayin will make a mistake, that even though he knows you can't be mafresh challah flour, he'll think it's because he gets upset about it. But if he's not upset about it, you could be mafresh challah flour. So therefore, he'll think it was challah, and therefore he won't separate challah again from a dough that has this flour, and he'll eat tevel. That was last week's answer. V'ibay tema, we're going to say a second answer. Again, we learned this last week. L'aylam kayim meitzis sayis. The kayim has no problem. Kaharam zizimein. Ksavra balabayis niskinis osay. What happens is, the owner is going to make the mistake. Kaharam don't make the mistake, but the owner will make the mistake. He'll think that he separated challah, and he won't separate challah again, and he'll eat the flour that's left, made into dough, and he won't separate challah, and he'll be over the Isser of Tevel. Why will he make that mistake? Didn't you say everybody knows that you can't separate challah from kemach? The Torah says, Rachis Arbitre Seichem. So the Gemara Yedeya Vein Yedeya. He knows, but doesn't really know. Yedeya Shem Afishin Chala Kamach. Vein Yedeya, he doesn't know the reason. Time and mind doesn't know the reason. He said, the summer he thinks, time and mind, Mishum Tirchot the Kayan. He thinks the reason is because the Kayan is set about it, has to work. Mashanke Tirchot the Kayan Kibola, the Kayan didn't mind. So not the Kayan will make a mistake, because Kayan is Rizimim, but the Yisrael will make a mistake. And he won't separate challah, and therefore he'll come to eat tevel.
So he's going to give it back.
So therefore we make the kayin give it back, so the Yisrael should realize that it's not challah. Frank the Gemara. The heavy truma of a yachz of a yitrim. Why can't we tell the owner that even though you gave the challah, the kayin keeps it, the kayin will know it's not challah, and you give truma again? Why can't we instruct the owner to give a second truma without returning the first one to him? Now you're going to tell me he won't listen to us? I'll show you that he does listen, but not. And this is a case, the opposite case of before. Last week we learned about a case, a person who separated from a flower pot with a hole, which is chayiv, onto a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, that's putter. This is the opposite case. He used a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, which is putter, and he separated truma for a flower pot that does have a hole, which is chayev. That means he gave truma from something putter to potter something that's chayev. The halacha is truma v'yachzav yitrim. We let the kayin keep it, but we tell the Yisrael, your truma didn't work, give truma again. And we trust that the Yisrael will separate from again. So why over here can't we tell the kayin, keep the flour, keep the challah, which is not challah, and just tell the Yisrael to do it again? It works by truma. And for the Gemara, kim le betray money tzayas, b'chad mana lo tzayas. The difference is there he understands that it was ein enakuv and enakuv. So he'll listen to us. Now, shaking here, he won't understand why the kayin can keep it, and he has to separate again. It's one kind of thing. He won't understand the difference.
Why is it the opposite? Why is it the opposite of the before?
Because before it was that he gave truma from chiyav amptur. He had a flower pot that's chayav, and he used it to give truma something that's putter. So it wasn't truma. But what did we say? We said the kayin can keep it, and the kayin should give truma off what he got because it was never separated.
Tevel.
For the kayin, it's real tevel. Here, it's the opposite. The owner gave from something that's not chayev on something that's chayev. So we're not worried about the chayev because the Eina Naka was really not chayev. We're worried about the Yisrael who gave that truma thinking that he pottered his Nakov. The opposite case. So the Yisrael we're worried about. In case number one, when he gave Minan Nakov Asheina Nakov, we were worried about the Kayan. The Kayan received Tevo, and he thinks it's Truma. So we said, separate Truma again. We trust the Kayan to separate Truma.
Him. What?
Not
worried about him.
No. Let's worry about the Kayan. Here, we're not worried about the Kayan. We're worried about the Yisrael. So we tell the Yisrael that you have to give Truma a second time. And he listens. Mm-hmm. So why by Chala can't he listen? And for the Gemara, there's a difference between two Kalim and one Kalim.
What is he taking Truma from the, on the other? What did Israel do by mistake? What was the mistake he did?
He had things that grew in an Atzitz Nakov, which is biblically obligated. He things that grew in an Eina Nakov, which is rabbinically obligated. Which means biblically it's not obligated. He decided, I have 10 bushels of Nakov, and 10 bushels of Shein and Nakov, I'll put them together, and I'll take Truma from the Nakov onto the Shein and Nakov.
Which is the Raisa.
On Shein and Nakov, which is the Drabonon, which means, biblically speaking, it's not Truma.
So, when he has to repeat, what is he doing? What is he repeating?
Taking Truma from the Nakov. Ain't it not good with the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon can waive it.
He wants to potter everything?
He wanted to potter everything.
Oh, so he did the rice and stuff, never got Truma taken from him.
That's the problem.
So the main table in his house. But what about what the Kohen gets?
The Kohen got, right, the Kohen got Truma on an Ain't enough, meaning why aren't we worried that the Kohen is using this as Truma?
Does he have to also do something to be the second that? Does he have to be
misakin
that as well?
Does the Kayan have to be misakin?
What he got?
The Kayan have to be misakin. What he got? One second. He gave Mishain and Nakov ala Nakov. This is a case.
He took from the
Eina Nakov on the Daraisa stuff.
Okay.
So he gave the Kayan Tevel Drabonon. So big deal, Drabonon waived it.
But the Balvai still has a bunch of Tevel.
Exactly.
He
took from something that was Pater onto something that was Chayev. Yeah, but we're looking at it from a biblical standpoint. It was Pater. You can't use something Pater Midaraisa on something Chayav Midaraisa. Talk to Gemara. That was the Gemara's answer. Rashi. Ben Havi Truma Bayagza V'Yitrei. It says Rashi is two lines before the end of the middle lines. Bayagza V'Yitrei. V'lamitz Kikul L'Hagzer M'Yirizu. Why give it back? Yoyimru HaMafresh Chalasi Kema Chayzu Truma. V'Gomber Nasmu Shem Atana Bayagza V'Yitrei. Why can't you just tell the owner to do it again? Milay Tanan Kai Gavna. Didn't we have a similar case where that's Rechisul Adure and we don't make the client give it back? Bayagza V'Yitrei Menan Nokum Shloi Nifta B'Rishayna. Never became punter. Blamina Nahadre Kayan. We don't say the Kayan should give it back. Shamayemra Balabayas Niskur Pay Right Stuff. Because maybe the owner will say that his papers were corrected. We trust that the Balabayas will understand he has to give it again. So why by the Kemah don't we trust the Balabayas? There is. It's one Kayli and there it's two Kayli. Frek the Gemara. Lloyd saw us. By one Kayli, don't trust people to do it again? You just told me, we said it twice in this Gemara. We said it from the Kayan's perspective in the first answer, and we said it from the Balabayas' perspective in the second answer, that even though people recognize mistakes in two Kalim, But in one keli, they won't get it. That's what we said. Well, I'll show you that it's one keli, and they do get it. But not Hatayrim Kishas, if the people don't mind muting themselves. Hatayrim Kishas, the Nimtzamara. Somebody decided to give, please mute yourself, and I'll have to mute everybody. Hatayrim Kishas, the Nimtzamara. He separated Truma of a hops. It was found to be a bitter hop, a lower class hop. Didn't do b'mezid. He decided to take Truma of his hops. Some are better, some are worse. And he ended up giving Kayan the worst hop, the lower grade hop. Havetiach v'nimtza seruach. He wanted to separate Truma of his watermelon, what he translates Havetiach. And it was found to be smelly, not a good quality watermelon. Truma v'yachze v'yitroy. The halacha is, it is Truma, and we make him do it again. It's the same thing. It's the same keli. It's not two different kelim there. And yet we say, this is Truma. Let the kohen keep it. And make the Yisrael give Truma again. And he listens to us. And we don't say that b'chad mana lo yitzos and the kohen has to give it back. Why is that different than challah kemach?
It's spoiled.
Again, why are we letting the kohen keep it? You want to tell me that he didn't do his job because it's spoiled? So give it back. Obviously, it's not edible. It's just not good quality.
Right.
It's not edible. And for the Gemara, no dimyan. Shiny hasam the midiraisa truma ma'al yehi. There, biblically, it was a good truma. The Torah did not say that if you give lower quality over higher quality, it doesn't work. Here, nakuv and ain't a nakuv, or chalasei kemach, is a non-chala. Therefore, we have a problem. We have to get the guy to do it again. There, worst case scenario, he won't do it again. He did the mitzvah anyway. It's really not tevel anymore. We punish him rabbinically to give a second one. He doesn't. It's really not tevel anymore. Worst case scenario is he won't listen to us. And he'll eat his watermelons without giving a different watermelon. That's worst case scenario. Nothing's wrong. He was yaitz in the midst of truma. It's not like nakov, sheina nakov, eina nakov, eina nakov, or kemach, where it's not work, doesn't work biblically. So we got a problem. We can't have a person do an isser. Here, he won't listen. He won't listen. We're telling him to give again. He doesn't listen, so he'll violate a rabbinic law. But he won't eat tevel, because biblically this works. How do I know that? Shiny Hasim, but their eyes are Truma Ma'ayi, Mitzvah Rebeloi. Dama Rebeloi, Minayin L'Tarman Arali, Avash Truma Sitruma. How do I know if you give from bad quality, on good quality, that but the evidence works? Shenemar, V'Sisu Olav Chet, Barim Chem Eschoboi. One will not have a sin if he separates the best. If you separate your best, you won't have a sin. That means if you separate lower quality, you do have a sin. Now, if it didn't work, you don't have a sin. You didn't separate it. Calling it a chait means it worked. It made the kaddish to see a chait lama. Right? It says if you give the best, you won't have a sin. If you give derogatory stuff, bad stuff,
maybe,
you will have.
Maybe it's just good.
We're not talking about the sin of tevil. We're saying if you give the best quality, you're not going to have a sin. The inference is, if you give a worse quality, you are going to have a sin. That's obviously tevil. That's not have to tell me that. You didn't separate. It's telling you, give the best, because if not, you're getting a sin.
Means if you give the worst, you're not
yotzei. Then it's not yotzei. No, because then it wouldn't be saying, the Torah wouldn't be inferring it's a sin. Tevel. Of course tevel is an aveira. We're trying to infer that there's a sin by separating the lower quality. Not that it's not, if it's not truma, you didn't separate, it's obvious that it's a sin.
You did separate, though.
It didn't count. If I separate tissue, it also doesn't count.
It's telling you it doesn't count.
That's not the way to tell me it doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's insinuating that there's a sin. You don't call it a sin if it didn't work. That's tevo. It's a different Aveira. Not a new Aveira. Not a new Aveira. Yes, it does. Because the Torah tells me you won't get a sin if you separate the best. What, you're telling me you're not eating tevo if you separate the best?
You think you separated it, and you didn't separate it.
The Gemara understands that the Torah is insinuating that there's a chet here. It's not the chet of tevel. The chet of tevel is already set over. We know the chet of tevel.
But you wouldn't know that separating the inferior is if you... Perhaps that's as if you separated tevel. You haven't separated. So
it wouldn't tell it to us this way. This way seems to be saying you separate it and have a sin. You separate best, you don't. You separate derogatory, you do. Not because it's tevel, but because of what you separated. It did work, except you get a chet for giving the kind lower quality. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Avatiach, whatever that word is. Shiny Hassan, the Rise of Truma, Yehukachil, the Mutz of the Mehed, the Maimon, the Hadjali is Tevil. We can't say give it back to be Tevil, the Avinu and Peraisav. Ugzeir, the Churban Amilekha. And we're not afraid that something will go wrong. The Amiloid size, look, even if he doesn't listen to you, the Yachul will shower and eats the rest, like he saw the Raisa, the Iftaru. Biblically, they were butter. Amrim Chemes Chalboi, Lesisuchet, Hoim Torimus Arashaboi, Tisuchet, for separating. Not for tevel, but for the act of separating. It made a kaddish to see his chet lama, but it's not a separation. You don't have to tell me he gets a sin. And the answer is, it's a sin, but it's truma se truma. End of this sugya. Now we go back.
What's the sin?
Giving the kayin derogatory stuff.
You do it without. Here he did it nimsa. He didn't do it on purpose. Our Mishnah that we brought.
Right. Doesn't make a difference. It's a sin anyway.
No, but it's
he doesn't give again. Oh, I get a sin. The Torah wants the kayin to get good stuff.
He doesn't give again?
Yeah. The Torah doesn't want you to teach the kayin like who knows what. You give him bad stuff. You don't. You give him rotten stuff. It's truma, but you get a sin. I'm a rabbi. This whole conversation that we had, that when you handed a woman figs and she ate them one by one, that the only one that counts is the last one, that's what we said before, that it's considered a milva, not a present, that was a machloikis, but that's how we understood the Mishnah. It's only true when he said bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. That means he didn't finish his act of Kedushin until the very last one. And at that point, she ate already the first one. Avu amrlo be'elu. But if he said to her, here, imu kodeshes with these figs, and handed it to her one by one, that's considered mukodeshes. Filei chelos nami mukodeshes.
Why are you saying one by one? It just says you handed them to
her. Well, she's eating them, right?
You had a handful of dates and she starts eating
them. Well, the reason I said it is because Rashi says it. That's why I said it. But it makes sense, because if she handed them all to them, so then it makes no difference.
She was
coming to at that time. Right. Rashi, the Chiddush is trying to say that even though she said, be Mekadeshes with these, and then started handing it to her, even though she eats one, it's not a milva. Because he already finished the act of the words. Because that's just Be'elu. He's not talking bazoo, 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 bazoo. He's not extending the act. His act, meaning his act is continuing, but his speech, his what he's decided to do is over. Rashi. Sorry, back to the Gemara. Kikachla medinavshikachla. When she's eating her own. Rashi she eats one by one, it does not combine to a bruta. Al damala bazu bazu bazu, Ligami Kedushin, the Kedushin did not finish. And it doesn't become hers to the very end. Shigmar Deburoi when he finishes speaking. By that point, she had eaten one by one, and therefore she owed him the money, and that was already a loan, as we explained last week. He stopped speaking already. He said these. So therefore, nothing is a loan. She's getting it as a present because he's finished his speech of Kedushin. The Mishinigmar Hadibur Hiknulah B'Tayr's Kedushin. As soon as he finished speaking, he gave it to his Kedushin. And here is my raya to Rashi. Bafilo Achla Rishayna Rishayna. Even if she eats it as he hands it to her, because he finished the speech of Kedushin, and therefore when he hands it to her, this is the very act of Kedushin. Finished. Whereas, the beginning, in the other case, he's still talking. He hasn't finished his act of Kedushin. By the time he finishes, she owes him money, and therefore it doesn't work.
He can still hand her all of them at once, and she eat them one by one.
That wouldn't be a Kiddush. As soon as he handed it to her, the Kedushin's finished. The Kiddush here is he's handing her one by one, and she's eating them.
But you said that Elu first?
Yes. He finished talking. That's what Rashi says. Mishenigmar Hadibur. Notice Rashi's the way he's saying it. As long as you're talking, it's not finished yet. He hasn't done Kedushin yet. He's still talking. Therefore, we view the first ones as a loan. Right? But we said, Be'elu, he finished. So now, just handing you what he had said, he's giving you the Lushem Kedushin.
It's Rava picking sides in this.
No, he's going with Rav Ami Shita. He's working with the Shita that it is a Milva.
According to Rav Ami, it has to be.
He's saying, according to Rav Ami, there's a difference of Bezu Bezu and Be'elu.
But according to Rashi, if he said, bazoo, 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 and he had there 3 days afterwards.
That worked. Absolutely. That's for sure. The problem was she was eating them. That's what made it a milva.
Well, initially, he said, bazoo, 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 and gave it one at a time.
As he was speaking.
Right.
Right, that's the problem. Tanya Kavasa de Rava. We have a Brisa that proves there's a difference between Elu and Bezu and Bezu. And we need patience for this Brisa. As the Brisa is a longer Brisa, and the Gemara has to work it out how it's a Raya. Tanya Kavasa de Rava. Hiskachelu Baloin Barimain of Agais. Now, it does not explain whether how he said it. Did he mean with all three together? Did he mean with any one of the three? The Gemara will talk about it. He said, be Mukadeshes to me with a gallnut, a pomegranate, or a walnut. Well, that's the shaila. Is it and or? The Gemara will discuss that. That's why I'm being vague. Halacha is, ay, sha'amelo hiskacheli be'elu, or he says, didn't specify gallnut, pomegranate, walnut. He just said, be Mukadeshes with these. If they all have a Shabbat Pruta, all three together, it's Mukadeshes. If not, it's not Mukadeshes. So in the case of Aloin, Rimain, and Egeis, we're combining all three. That's what it seems to say. Because it says, puts two cases together. He said Aloin, Rimain, Egeis, and then he said Be'elu, or Be'elu. Right? It works. All three together. That's what the Brisa said. We don't know exact what happened in the first case. What? With these. I'm sorry, Dr. Harrison.
We don't know.
It doesn't say a word. So let's leave, as I said, we have to have patience in this Brisa. Right. Bazoo. What if he said bazoo? She took it and ate it. And he said bazoo. Bazoo. If she kept on eating it as it was going along, she's not mukadeshes unless one of them has a pruta as she was eating it. That's what the Brisa says. Again, we are letting the Brisa say its thing without understanding everything. We're going to explain it as we go along.
But the language is zoo. You said zoo.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You said that.
No, I didn't. I go back. Bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. And yash bakulam shabaputa bakudashis and vabaina bakudashis. He said bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. So then we look at all three together. That's what it says. And if it has it, it's mukadashis. If not, it's not mukadashis. She didn't eat it. She has them all three. Bazoo naplasta vachlasta, bazoo naplasta vachlasta, vai bazoo, vai bazoo. Ain't the mukadashis, hache bakaslam shabaputa. Okay, so we have four cases in this brisa. First case was Iskachli Baloin Barima de Begais. In that case, the brisa said, if all three together have a Shavaputa, it's Mukadeshis. The second case was Iskachli Be'elu, same halacha. All three have a Shavaputa, it's Mukadeshis. Third halacha, Bazu, Bazu, Bazu. If all three have a Shavaputa, Mukadeshis. If she ate it, case number four, then any one of them, that's what it says, has to have a Shavaputa. That's what the Braisa said. Now we want to figure out the first case. Hai be'aloin, berimoin be'egais, hechidami. The case when he was mekadesher with the gallnut, pomegranate, walnut. What is the exact case? Ilema. Is it talking about either the gallnut or the pomegranate or the walnut, so then each one is a separate act of kedusha. So then the halacha is wrong. And yes, bekulam shavim mukadeshes. Why? Va'aykamar. Right. If, what's the first case? Hiskachli ba'loin berimayin be'egais. Does he mean at either use this one, or use this one, or use this one. So each is a separate act of kedushin.
Didn't they mekadesh each one like we learned before?
But he said or. He spoke at or. He separated them. Right? He said either the gallnut, or the pomegranate, or the walnut. So you can't combine the three. He said or. Didn't say and. Again. We're trying to listen to the Gemara. The Gemara said, if the case is or, then that loch is wrong. Must be.
Maybe because she would have been.
He said one of the three.
Why can't it be because it didn't work?
It says that they would combine all three together. That's what the Braisa said.
And it worked.
Even though none of the three are worth a pruta by themselves. And he separated it. Can't be. See, exactly. Boy cover. Ella must be Baloin, Berimoin, Ubegais. He meant all three. Hainu bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. So why isn't that the same as case number three? Again, the Brisa started off Hiskachli, Baloin, Berimoin, Ubegais. And we're saying that means use all three. Case two cases later, the Brisa has Hiskachli, bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. And the halacha is the same. Why did the Brisa repeat itself two times, saying the same thing? Bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. I won't believe a bad guy. Why did the Brisa make two cases out of the same case? Well, because one, he said the name of the fruit. What's the difference? So we're trying to figure out, what is this case? Is it or... then it shouldn't work unless anyone is worth a pruta. Is it and? That's bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. And two cases later, the Brisa speaks out, bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hoki gesina, av amalo be'ela filachas namu kudreshes. Aloin barima be'egas, aloin is golnut blaz. U'machu chazer, it's pig food. Chazir Yar, a wild pig. B'loshan Ashkenaz, they call it Eichlin. The Gamli Adam Eichlin, but certainly it's in Beish. However, people also eat it. They roast it, Kamei Armainim, like chestnuts. Hachi Gassin, Bazoo, 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 Yash Bakulam, Bazoo, Bazoo, Neflas, Rahal, Bazoo, Bazoo, Bazoo. By either the Beginu, betray Bavi. Why did the Braisa split the cases of Elu and Bazoo Bazoo Bazoo? It's the same halacha. The answer is because the Reisha Metziasa, the Tana by Tavayim Yesh Bekulam, the same halacha. We couldn't put it in one case. Because the bride is going to separate when she eats it or leaves it. And that's only true by bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. Therefore, it split the two cases. Meaning, in the case when it's all around, it makes no difference if he said ba'elu or bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. It's here. So we can combine them all. So why did the bride make it into two cases? Because the next case, if she eats it, then if she said ba'elu, it works. And if it says bazoo, bazoo, it doesn't work because it's a milva. Which is what Rava said. We're trying to prove Rava right. Why did the Braisa split the cases? Why didn't the Braisa say, it makes no difference if he says Be'elu, it makes no difference if he says Bazoo, 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 if they're all worth a pruta, she's Mugudashas. That's what the Braisa is saying anyway. Why did the Braisa have to write it in two separate cases? At first, Be'elu, Mugudashas, then Bazoo, Bazoo, Mugudashas. They're both the same halacha. The answer is, because by bazoo, 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 eating is going to make a difference. And by elu, it's not going to make a difference. So therefore, the bride has split it to show you that even though if it's all around, it's the same, but if she eats it, it's going to be different. Let's go back to the Gemara. So again, so we're trying to figure out what the case of Baloi and Barima and Baggaz is. If he said or, then it wouldn't combine. If he said bazoo, bazoo, it's this and this, so that's exactly bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. Elulav, Damala Beilu. He said, with these things, he didn't say, with the gallnut, with the pomegranate, with the walnut. He said, with this bunch of things. It happened to be a gallnut, a pomegranate, and a walnut. Amaditani Seva, Shamali Skacha Beilu. But that's the next case. We got a problem here. The Braisa said three cases. One is four. One is either two or one is either three. What is case one? Is it that he said bazoo, bazoo, bazoo? That's case three. Is it that he said ba'elu? That's case two. What is case one? If he meant all three together, did he say bazoo, bazoo, bazoo? That's case three. Did he say this bunch? That's elu. That's the next case. So what is this Braisa doing? We're trying to figure out chat in the Braisa. What does the Braisa mean when it says it's Katsli Baloin Barima de Baggers as a case in itself? It's either bazoo, 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 or it's elu, but it can't be any other one. Dr. Gemara, the Perusha Kamafarish. No, it's one case. Hiskachali Baloi Barima Begis Ketan, Gondamo Hiskachali Beilu. It's one case. We're making a mistake. We think Aloy Barima Begis is two cases and Hiskachali Beilu. No. The Bryce is saying, a guy who said Hiskachali Baloi Barima Begis, how did he say it? Beilu? Then you combine them together. So it's not two cases, Aloin, Bimoin, Eggeis, and then Elu. Elu is explaining of how he did Aloin, Bimoin, and Eggeis.
So this word Aishamala is misquoted?
That's exactly the thing. It's saying Aishamala doesn't mean Aishamala. It's how he said it. Exactly. Right. Okay. So now we got pshat in that case. So Skachli Baloyim Biman Egeis is Elu. That's what we're saying. So basically, we've just cut out one case. One and two is the same case. Two is the explanation of one. So we just cut out a case. So there's no longer three cases. Well, the fourth is separate. No longer three cases of Aloin, Biman, Eggeis, Elu, and Zubazoo. There's Elu and Bazubazoo. Two sets of cases. Aloin, Biman, and Eggeis is really Elu. And Bazubazoo is a second case. Then the Braita goes ahead, and in case four says, if she ate it, then one of them has to be worth a pruta. Now, what's that going back on? Which case is Hoysachelas going back on? On Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. It's not going back on Be'elu. In Be'elu, it didn't say the difference between eating it and not eating it. By Elu, it said Mekudeshes. By Zu, Bezu, Bezu, it said, if she eats it, then we have to look at them separately. By Elu, it didn't say look at them separately. It's a Raya Rava. That by Elu, even if she eats it, it's not a problem. Because the Braita differentiates between Elu and Bezu, 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 it wrote into two cases. Why did the Braita split the two? Because by Elu, it doesn't make a difference if she's eating it one by one as he hands it to her. And by Zuba 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 it does. It's a right, a rough. Why else did the Braita make this into a case? So first we explain the Braita. The Avoyin Riman and Egeis is Elu. So we have a case of Elu, we have a case of Zuba Zuba. And the Braita by Zuba 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 differentiated with whether she keeps it or whether she eats it. It didn't do that by Elu. Dr. Gemara, Tani Sefer, Bezuna Pasta Vechlasai, Yesh Bachas Vem Shabbat Putai Mekdeshes, and Lava Eina Mekdeshes. Vilu Reisha, like a Mavlik Beina Chelos Vemechas. We don't see that by Elu. Shema Mina, Kalecha, Damala Be'elu, Hiko Navshe Akhla, Minavshe Ka Akhla, Shema Mina. Proves Rabbi right. The Brisa said two cases, and in one of them differentiated, and one of them didn't differentiate. Must be that there's no difference by Be'elu. He can hand it to her one by one, but as long as he finished and said Be'elu, and she eats one by one, it's not a milva. Whereas by Zuba Zuba Zuba, it is a milva. So that's why the Brice has separated the two cases. Right to rubber. So the Brice is a right to rubber, no way out of it. At least up to now, no way out of it. That's what the Gemara said. There's no Rashi in this Gemara, on this part. So, see, the reason we had to do the first part about Loin Riemann and Eggeis is if that was a kind of bazoo, 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 so then you would have to ask, why did the Braita differentiate there? So first we proved that Loin Riemann and Eggeis is not bazoo, bazoo, because then it would be a repetition. So it must be Be'elu. It says Elu. So we came up with this thing, combined the two cases. So now we've got the Braita into two cases, Elu and bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. By Zuba Zuba Zuba, the Braita differentiated between eating and leaving, and by Elu it did not. Proves Rabbi right. That's what the Gemara did. Now we got a problem. Let's go back to last week's Gemara. The Mishnah said, Haisei Chelos. Right. And the Gemara asked way back then, what is it going on? And one man, the Yama, said it's going on the Sefer and it's a Milva. And one Mandi Yama said it's going back on the Reisha, that even though she's eating it, right, she said Hiskachi, 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 even though she's eating it, she's Mekudeshes with anyone. Lemi boy, you still need it to be worth a Prusa. That's what the Gemara said in last week's Gemara. Now, in this Braisa, there is no case of Hiskachi, Hiskachi, Hiskachi. There's no such case. This Braita is only talking about when he weighed one act of Kedushin with all of them. Either he said Elu, or he said Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. But he's making one act of Kedushin. In the Mishnah, we had a case when he said Hiskachi, Hiskachi, Hiskachi. So in the Mishnah, you can tell me Hoysei Cheles is going back on case one of Hiskachi, 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 what Rav said last week, that it's not going on the Sefer, it's going on the Reisha. And the Chiddush was that even though she's having immediate pleasure, still one of them has to be worth a pruta, but he made different acts of kedushin. In this Braisa, there is no case of different acts of kedushin. And yet the Braisa says, Haisei Cheles. So why doesn't that prove Rav Ami right and Rav and Shmuel wrong? In our Mishnah, Rav and Shmuel said that the case of Haisei Cheles is going on the Reisha, not on the Sefer. Rav Ami said it's going on the Sefer because it's a milva. Rav and Shmuel did not agree to that. They said it's going back on the Reisha when there were separate acts of Kedushin. In this Braisa, Rav and Shmuel's chat cannot work.
Wait, we learned the Braisa.
Anyway, you learned the Braisa.
Why not?
Show me where in this price if you have a case.
I and I. Yeah, yeah. Oi, yeah, right.
But it can't be, because the Brisa said you all three together.
No. But it's Kashi, but Ailem, that could be reviewed in the Mishnah Shmos.
Again, we'll see in a second. Again, looking at the Brisa, we see no case of separate acts of Kedusha.
Why can't we say
that Kadesha, the Zoom, the Zoom, the Zoom. So then why does the Brisa save all of them having Kedusha for Kadesha? The Brisa said Zoom, for Kadesha with all of them. If she didn't eat it. According to what you just said, it's not true. The Brisa said Zoom, he combined them. If she eats them, then you don't combine them.
Sorry, why would he...
Why what?
How many times do you make Kaddish?
Only once.
He's not sure what he likes.
No, I mean, it's very simple. He doesn't know what they're worth. So he said, listen, this is Kedushin, this is Kedushin. If any one are worth you a Bruta, you'll be a Mukaddish. You know, by the way, can't answer everybody in this Gemara why they do what they do. I mean.
Do the Mishnah and the Brisa have to be synchronized?
If the Brisa, you have to agree to Rav Ami, then you should agree to him in the Mishnah as well. If Rav Ami is proven right from the Brisa, so why do Rav and Shmuel argue on that? If you have a Brisa that you have to say Rav Ami's pshat, there's no out. Rav and Shmuel said that Hoysa Chelis is going back in the case when he made individual acts of Kedushin. And the Kiddush was that even though she's eating it and has a lot of pleasure, it's not what doesn't work. That was Rav and Shmuel. Rav Ami said, going on the case when she's eating him as he gives a third, it's a mova. In this case, there is no Rav and Shmuel possible here. There's no mention in the Brisa of anybody making separate acts of Kedushin. Again, we'll try one more time. If I have a Brisa that forces me to say one shot, why am I saying a different shot in the Mishnah? If I don't have a Brisa, I don't agree to Rav Ami. Therefore, I don't want to say his shot. I don't think it's a Milva. Therefore, I don't want to say his shot. But if in the Brisa I have to say his shot anyway, so why am I saying a different shot in the Mishnah?
Talk about Milva?
Well, it says Chalas. It has to be Achei Ba'achas Mem Shavar Puta, which Rav Ami will learn means the last one.
So in the case of that, neither he or she knows if they're Shavar Puta or not.
Correct. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll find out afterwards what it's worth.
She ate them.
Obviously, we have people that can tell us what it was worth.
Because there's Adim there?
Somebody knows what it's worth. I don't know who knows.
I don't know how big it is.
There was a scale.
Again, somebody knew. He didn't know.
So if there was nobody who knew...
Then we have a Safek Kedushin.
And therefore, if she's with...
But that's not the case. So let's not write our own case.
In other words, somebody knows, not he, not she, but somebody knows.
Experts know.
It'll be proven.
Exactly.
So we don't know if it has to be kind, like
I'm sorry?
One Mandomer said it has to be
Rubius,
and maybe it has to be
kind. Yeah, okay, that's, we're not going with that one, you're right. And for the Gemara, Honey, Chilamandomer, Sefer Koi, Quintra Vami, who said the Hoy Sechelis and our mission is going on the Sefer, Umay Ache, Bamakas Shavar Pruta, Ache, Bachroin, Shavar Pruta. You can say the same chat here. But Rav and Shmuel that say it's going on the Reish of a Chelis Yitzchulei, and the Chiddush was, even though she's having immediate pleasure, I don't see a case of a year of different acts of Kedushin. How do you fit it in here? Rashi. Dr. Ash, Hanicha, Lav the Rabbi Bechina. This has nothing to do with Elul. Elul Elkoi, going back on the beginning of our Sugya. The Metatzin and Hoysech Elul Temasnesen. The Rabbi Shmuel Aresha. Rabbi Shmuel said, it's going under Resha. The Ravami Aseifa. So Hanicha, the Ravami Zok Melias Achelus Temasnesen Aseifa. Ravami, that said it's going under Seifa, Dabi Klala. That's one act of Kedushin. My Bachroina, Bachas Bachroina. That's how he learned the Mishnah. Achanam, Yoysech, Elis, the Bryce, the Koinam, Yanklova, Kuziktoniba, Bazu, Bazu, Bazu. Yesh, Bekulam, Shever, Putim, Kodeshes. It's one act of Kedushin. But Tani Plukta, and it makes a difference. Plukta here doesn't mean argument, it makes a difference. Governor Glossa, Verklossai. The main match, I Achasmem. Right? It means one. Batsina, Nami, Lutuzi, Achei, Bachroina. You can learn it like the Mishnah. Means the last one. Ela the Rav Shmuel Amri Bachas Afil Lachodem Mikamais and Nami Amar. They learn Achas means any one. Vaprata Diskachi Iskachi Koi. It's going when there are different acts of kedushin. Vechelis Itzruchalei. And the chiddush was that even though she's eating it and having immediate pleasure, still doesn't count. So Hai Bachas the Brisa Heichi Mitarzi. So how are you going to answer? Hai Sechelis Afil Bachas Mehem. There is no case of different acts of Kedushin. Raisa counts that as one act of Kedushin. If you're going saying it's going back on the first case, that the Yikah B'chad Shavar Putim B'Kadeshes, Kasha Havalei Milva. And if it's going back, Bia Kamaisa, the Chlesinu Miyad, Nami Kamar, the Ika Bechadish Shavar Putim Mekadeshes. And if it's going back on the first date, not on the last date, but it's going back on any one of them, so that's Milva. Meaning, basically, how does Rav Shmuel learn this Raisa? They don't learn Bachroina. They didn't want to learn that shot. Here you have no other shot. It can't be going on the first date, that's a milva. Can't go on the last one because they didn't want to learn that shot in the Mishnah. They didn't want to learn Achei Bachas, and that means Bachroina. So they're stuck. Their teretz doesn't work here.
We see Bineu Bey that the Mishnah and the Bryce are not congruent.
Why?
There's no case of...
Again, that's exactly the problem.
Different
again, I tried to tell you this a few minutes ago. If I have a brisa that proves Rav Ami's pshat right,
because you don't have choice.
So again, that means Rav Ami is right. That means the words ba'achas mehem can mean bachreina. That's what the brisa is teaching
right,
me.
That's what we're honing in on the last part where it's bachreina. Then you have to learn
bachreina. Okay. If the only way to learn this brisa is Rav Ami's way, so why don't you want to learn the Mishnah that way? They use the exact same words. A J. Bacchus man. We'll learn the text tomorrow, Mitch.